Hello.
Hi, Brandy. Hi.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. I just started playing some music, and then I couldn't hear you, and then the call disconnected. So I'm not...
Yeah,
I'm holding
it with my shoulder, and I accidentally pushed a couple of buttons, and count was one of them. I was like, uh-oh.
That explains it. That explains it. So I'm not sure what the last thing was that you heard, so let me just back up just a little bit. So it says the payments will be scheduled for today's date, the 1st of August, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. It's a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so no taxes, fees, surcharges of any kind. It will never go up on you, not even by a penny. And, of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will incur the hard cost of the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. And again, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. The website is also included at no additional cost, which in fact means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the first of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299.00. Once again, that $299 is never going to go up on you. It is a month-to-month service, which of course means that at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can discontinue the agreement altogether. Brandy, you can also pause the service. If you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, the service can also be paused seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would, in fact, contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Brandy, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And then that does actually conclude the voice verification. And then that first payment you said was going to be on a MasterCard?
Yes.
Okay. So that should start with a 5. All MasterCards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay. Just 1 second. And I apologize, I was going to use the business credit card, but I'm going to use the personal.
Is that still a MasterCard?
It is.
It is, okay. So if you want to read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
5424-3270-7526-5292. Mm-hmm.
And then the expiration month and year?
9/26.
9/2026, and the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
392.
So I have 392 on the back. In September or 09/2026 for the expiration date, was the card itself 54/24/32/70/75/26/52/92.
Yes, and the expiration, you said it was September of 26?
Yeah, did you say 09 of 26?
You got it.
Okay, I gotcha. And then is the billing address of that card the 5277 Old Columbus Road 45502?
Yes, it is.
It is.
Yes,
and it is. The name on that card, you said it was a personal card. Is it your name then on that card?
Yes, it says Brandy E. Cochran.
You said E like egg,
Elizabeth.
Not... I like Elizabeth, okay. And Brandy, is that B-R, well, I know it was an egg. Like E can sound like a B. You said Brandy, B-R-A-N-D-Y?
Yep.
Okay. And then the middle initial is E. And could you spell your last name for me?
C-O-C-H-R-A-N.
C-O-C-H-R-A-N. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously I'm going to have you here as an authorized point of contact on the account. I do have the one phone number, the one that we're speaking on, the 614-596-3311. And this is the business number, right? Or the number at least that you want the customers to call, the number you want promoted for the business. And
Yes, it is.
And is this the best number for us to reach you as well as Mike, or did you have a different number?
I have an alternative number.
Okay. And then, of course, either you or Mike can give us a call. What is the other number that we can use if we can't reach on this one?
513-344-2271.
Okay, so I have 513-344-2271. And then in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. And it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on it. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Oh, 1 second. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, perfect. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then, Brandy, it is simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@local/.com. Now, of course, you're going to receive all of that information in our welcome email.
I'm sorry,
our auditor.
I'm a little bit slower than you're talking.
Splash, like a local, like your local area or local paper, and then splash like a splash of water.
Okay.
Okay. So it's a support@localsplash.com. And then you are going to receive all that information by way of email. Our welcome email looks like it's already been sent. Looks like the Local Splash initial invoice has also already been sent. That's a separate email. The first month's invoice is on there. And then there's a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions, everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. If you're able to, and you should also get a text message. The email triggers a text message as well. If you're able to open up that link, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things. And then, of course, I wanted to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. Now, Brandy, is this client interview going to be with you or with Mike or with both of you?
With Mike.
With Mike, okay. And do you know when he would be available today? For about a half-hour phone call. He does not have to be in front of a computer. We would schedule by the hour, but the call would, you know, take about 15, 20 minutes, get to him a few minutes after the top of the hour, and well, probably take about a half an hour, get him off the phone about a half hour after that.
I'll do it then. He doesn't have the patience.
Yeah, it's just things like mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, you know, anything that's unique about the business. If you want us to brand you knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one. Of course, we'll talk to you about your services and your service area and things like that. So now we're talking about your availability. The first available for our client interview on the calendar, there's a 12 o'clock, there's also a 1 o'clock and a 2 o'clock, and then this afternoon there is a 4 o'clock.
I'll do the 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock? Okay. There, we'll do 2, and then it's going to be scheduled from 2 o'clock until 3 o'clock. The call would get to you just a few minutes after 2, and if I am in between phone calls when our technician is available, then I'll be on that call too, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your client interview technician, answer any questions you might have before handing it over to them. And I don't know if it's going to be 2:05 or 2:10 when they're ready to call you,
That's
and I
fine.
Don't get a I don't get a lot of advance notice myself. I might be on a call already. If I'm on a call when they're ready, they're just going to call you on their own. Of course, they'll have your file, and they'll do a really good job of taking care of you. I did want to add a little bit of security, whether I'm on that call or not. I just wanted to add a little bit of extra security here on the account. Just a question and an answer. So anyone who calls us, whether it's you or Mike or anyone else, we would still, of course, ask for the answer to the security question. And then even more importantly, anyone who calls you and tells you that they are with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, Brandy, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. And then, of course, they will need to know both the question and the answer. Your options for the security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for the security question?
First pet's name.
First pet's name. And then what is the answer?
Sadie, S-A-D-I-E.
Okay, S-A-D-I-E. I have to take it in twice. Okay, you're all set there. And then an hour prior to the scheduled calendar client interview, so at 1 o'clock, you're going to get a reminder email through our automated system. That's the email address that we have on file. And then I'm also in a minute here going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite is just for your record. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do. It's going to say Local Splash C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Now, you did receive the emails, and it looks like the other email was also sent. I was telling Mike that you're going to receive another email. This is both for the verification on Google and to help us with content to have on the website and things like that. There's a link that you can use to send us photos, but any tools or equipment, the vehicle license, the a picture of the business license and insurance, business card, anything like that. It doesn't have to be everything that's on that list, but as much as you can send will help us to expedite the process and just make sure that everything's Google compliant. So you did receive that email as well. You've also got the invoice email. That's the one that we need you to see. And then, of course, the welcome email with the client interview. The client support, I should say, client support information on there that I've already given you. But are you able to open up the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice? If you open it up, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. And then if you click on the blue click here, it's going to open up the link to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. And that's going to...
Now, is this what you sent through the text message?
Yes. It might be the only text that you got. I do know that the invoice email...
No, I got
does
three of
trigger.
Them.
You did get text messages for all of them? Yeah, I know for sure that the invoice email also triggers a text. Once the system sends the email, then it sends the text. I didn't know that they all had texts attached to them. But, you know, like I was telling you guys before, phone, text, and email, there's always going to be a little bit of redundancy built into things, so we want to make sure that you get the information that we're trying to make sure that we get from you or that you get from us. And then Mike said actually calling you would be the best way to reach you most of the times for the things that we need. But if you open up the text, it should still have the same link.
Well, you're sending it to my personal phone number and not my business phone number.
It's going to the 3311 number, right?
No.
Really?
No.
It
went to the 2271 number. When I'm scrolling down, I'm looking at everything. It's really nothing. Only thing it is for you to read it. And then down under where it says SMS communication,
right,
it has my personal cell phone instead of my business.
The 2271 number is what I see populating here.
Yeah, that's my personal cell.
That's interesting. It should populate from the contact number and not the cell number. Let me swap those out.
you can actually just remove that 513 number because you're always going to be able to reach me on the business number.
Okay. All right. I'm going to update that in our system, and I'm going to find out why that it populates from, it should populate from where the contact phone was listed and not from where the cell phone was listed.
Yeah. I was like, why is it coming through on my personal number? And then I look and I'm like, well, it's got the personal number and it wants me to verify it.
Okay. That's interesting. I'll find out what...
So it's going to be like, it says local / terms of experience at the top.
Right. So obviously pretty much everyone's main focus is Google. So that's going to be our main focus as well. But it's almost 1 out of 10 people that will use Bing instead of Google, or at least in addition to Google, they'll use it on their smartphone usually. So we're going to mirror the content on Bing, Apple Maps. So, of course, we want you to have those opportunities as well. Of course, Google Business Profile access, the directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. We are doing that custom website for you. Facebook ads, I don't want to walk you through everything, but if you've noticed down at the very bottom, there is a long line that goes all the way across it. Above it, there's a small box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where you would either type in or copy and paste your name exactly as it appears there. So if you copy and paste it, be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. If you are typing it in, it is case sensitive, and the middle initial of E is there, but there is not a period after the E. So just capital B for Brandy, and the capital E, and then...
Are we still on the same thing here? Because I haven't clicked out anything.
Are you on the one that says local / terms of experience?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't want to sign it yet because it's still reading the wrong phone number.
Right. I'm going to have to manually resend one and then...
Okay.
And then you're going to have to open up that one.
Okay.
But I do have... I've actually, like you suggested, put the... The you said the 2271 number.
Yeah, you could just remove it.
So the number that you want is the 3311 or the 2271 number?
3311.
The 3311 is the number that we should have here.
Correct.
I gotcha. I'll put that down there. And I'm actually just going to have the other number listed in the notes and not on the part where it might pull from. I'm going to find out why it pulled from the cell phone number, not the contact number, which is surprising. Okay, so we've got 614-596-3311. So I'm going to manually send you another, I'll send you another email. Let's see.
So do you want me to... Am I doing this off the email or through the text message?
Either one, whichever one is easiest for you. It's just for your convenience and redundancy built in to make sure that you do receive everything. So I'm just going to re-trigger manually the initial invoice. And then let me open it up on my end. Scroll down. It does have the 3311 number on there.
Okay, I just got a text. Do you want me to click the...
If you click on the text, yeah, it should open up and look exactly the same as it did before with just the phone number being changed.
Okay, let's see if it changed it. Yes, it did.
Okay, perfect. So in that long box below, either type in or copy and paste Brandy E. Cochran. Again, there's no period after the middle initial, case sensitive, so the B, E, and C would be capitalized. And then click the confirm signature box below it. Now, Brandy, that actually does a few things. First of all, it does let us know that it's month to month, that we've waived the setup fee, that we're including the website. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are, in fact, an active business in the local area, and for us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and for us to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. And then you'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. It looks like you're already on that screen.
Yeah, I just created it. Should I click login?
No, actually, the username is the phone number that we're speaking on, and it cannot be changed. You don't actually have to do that right now. It's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using to access your tracking system. In fact, the automated system thinks that's why you're on that page, so it's asking you to log into your tracking system. Your tracking system is not active yet. We have to do your client interview today at 2:00 for us to get all the information that we need to start creating the content that will then be tracked. But in the next day or so, you'll actually receive by email and text both the username and a default password that you can then use to access your account. You can change your password. Some people never do, and that's fine. I think if you did try to put in, even if it was the correct username, there's not a password created yet. And even if you did have it, it would probably take you to an error message if the page hasn't been created yet. So you don't have to worry about that. That's just our automated system thinking you're trying to access your tracking. But your username, and important too, in any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please include the username or the business phone number. They're basically the same thing, although the username is just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. I'm sending you now the calendar invite, like I said, says Local Splash, CIENG, and then it actually does have the username, then it's got Mike's name on it, and then the business phone number. I do have you both down here as authorized points of contact, so either of you guys can give us a call, or if we are not able to reach, or whoever answers, we'd be happy to speak with. I've got you both down here as authorized points of contact, and then I guess you're all set and squared away. You do have the security question. You've got your client interview scheduled for 2:00. So, like I said, hopefully I'll be able to speak with you briefly. And is it the 3311 number that we should be calling for the client interview at 2:00 or in that 2:00 hour? It is.
Yes.
Okay. I'll put that in the notes as well, and the client interview should be with you, but if Mike's there, that's fine too. I hope I am able to speak with you briefly. I hope I'm between calls when they're ready to call you, but if not, even if I am on that call too, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going. If you guys wanted to think about photos, not just that we need for Google compliance, but photos that you would want to have on the website, when we do the client interview, we'll officially give you the photos, PHOTOS, photos@localsplash.com email address. But, Brandy, anything and everything can be sent to the support email. And, like I said, just include the business phone number or the username, and then we can access the information and easily send it to the right department. But if you like, you can always email the photos team directly. But other than that, you're all set and squared away, and looking forward to speaking with you a little bit later on. Okay?
And then could I have fibromyalgia, so I forget a lot of things.
Oh,
is there
okay.
Is there any way you could email me everything that I need to do?
Yes, yeah. I'm going to send an email out to you just so you can kind of have an idea of what we'll be asking in the client interview. Okay?
Okay. And
all right.
I greatly appreciate it.
No problem. No problem at all. And we'll talk to you again in the 2:00 hour.
All right. Sounds good.
All righty. Thank you, Brandy. I appreciate you. Take care.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.